This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Coming soon, a look at the inner workings of Facebook.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. Facebook is expected to file papers with the Securities and Exchange Commission as soon as this week to eventually sell stock to the public. By some estimates, the IPO could raise as much as $10 billion. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Facebook knows a lot about us, what we like, who our friends are, what our babies and dogs look like, but we don't know very much about Facebook. The Yankee Group's Carl Howe says the company will have to open its books as part of the process of going public.
Are they really making as much money as people think? We've never seen official reported numbers. And we'll also see how its expenses match up against that revenue.
And it's not just profits. Facebook will have to reveal how much it pays executives, who its investors are, as well as legal and business risks the company faces. Brad McCarty is managing editor of The Next Web.
To be able to really peek inside what's going on at Facebook and where the money comes from, it's a really big deal.
Facebook is reportedly valued between $75 and $100 billion. The real value will depend on whether investors like what they see in Facebook's books. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
The U.S. and European Union have scored a major trade victory over China. The World Trade Organization has ruled that China must immediately drop its system of export taxes and quotas on a range of raw materials. The trade dispute was one of the most widely watched in years. For more, we go to EU Trade Commissioner Karel de Gucht. Good morning.
Hello, yes.
How will consumers feel the impact of this decision over China's raw mineral exports?
For Europe, it is extremely important that we have free access to raw materials because we don't have them ourselves. We have little oil and we have almost no raw materials at all. So it's very important for our industry and for our economy to have access to raw materials in a way that are not limited by third states like, for example, China. So this is an extremely important decision.
Now, this ruling, as I understand it, doesn't apply to rare earth minerals that are so important to the tech sector. Do you expect another case against China over those rare earth supplies will be filed soon?
Well, it is completely true, madam, that it's not about the so-called rare earth materials. But we will, of course, ask the Chinese that the principles that underlie this decision would apply to all raw materials, also to rare earth. And if the Chinese are not ready to accept this, then we will be forced to go again to the WTO. So, but first of all, we will try to convince them that these are principles that they should respect for all raw materials, rare earth materials included.
EU Trade Commissioner Karel de Gucht, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's do the numbers. U.S. markets are in negative territory today. The Nasdaq is down more than 0.2%. The S&P is also off about 0.2% this morning. The Dow is down 46 points at 12,607. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the U.S. budget deficit will hit $1.08 trillion in fiscal year 2012, down from $1.3 trillion in 2011.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. By Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at InvestNI.com/invest. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Florida Republicans cast their votes today in the presidential primary race. The question a lot of voters have got to be pondering, who's the best candidate to fix the economy? And it's the focus of Marketplace's special election coverage. We're calling it the real economy. Our first stop is a state that hasn't faced the same sort of deep recession states like Florida have. Instead, we're going to Nebraska. It was spared in part because of its dependence on agriculture. But for manufacturers there, the last few years haven't been easy. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Nebraska is farms and feedlots and home to some big companies like ConAgra Foods and Berkshire Hathaway.
There's a lot of white-collar business, and there has not been a lot of opportunity for manufacturing.
Phil Teggart owns Omaha Steel Castings. It's been here since 1906. It's a foundry, a place that makes big metal parts for construction equipment out of steel heated up to 3,000 degrees.
Think of the toughest job you've ever worked in your life and multiply that times 10.
The place is cold in the winter, hot in the summer. There's just enough light to see that the air is filled with sparkling flints. Teggart bought this company in 2008. Back then it was selling $25 million worth of parts every year. A few months later, the recession hit.
I kid with a lot of our employees and certainly my wife that I used to drive around looking for a building to jump off of, but there weren't any buildings tall enough in Omaha that I was going to die. I was just going to get hurt real bad.
Companies like Caterpillar decided to reduce inventory during the downturn, and that meant a lot less work for parts suppliers. All of a sudden, Teggart had the toughest job at Omaha Steel Castings. He had to lay off 165 workers. Production manager Henry Sism remembers what those days were like.
Regular employees were working 3 days a week. Salaried were at four. Just trying to make enough to keep the place open.
Everyone took a pay cut, including Teggart.
You know, we all were in it to fight through the downturn.
Construction and Caterpillar have crawled back, and so has Omaha Steel Castings. Today, the foundry has more business because there are fewer competitors. And equipment manufacturers are paying more for parts. Teggart rehired some of the employees he laid off. They're among 8,600 new jobs Nebraska manufacturers added last year. In Omaha, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, ever wondered why the Super Bowl uses all those X's and V's and L's instead of just saying Super Bowl 46? A historian with the Kansas City Chiefs says the idea to use Roman numerals came from former Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt. Apparently, he thought they made the game sound more important. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The American economy can't quite make up its mind. There's Nebraska doing pretty well.
I think we see just a general unwillingness to bite off more than you can chew.
And there's Nevada, not doing so well.
If you have a basically resourceless state and you're desperate, you're going to take more risk.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Two States, and the story of election 2012, the real economy. Marketplace's special coverage next time. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.